97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck with you in the studio this morning, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Good day.
Good day and hello. I have plenty of things that we need to talk about here on Trends, but I'm trying to figure out what I want to start with. The one that's the shortest is probably going to be a waste management firm in Brighton over in the UK that was called Lord of the Bins, and they used a bootleg Lord of the Rings font for their public advertisements on bus stations and whatnot. Lord of the Bins, waste clearance, and then a phone number, and then it said one ring to remove it all. And I think that that is absolutely lovely advertising.
Okay, that's great.
It is unfortunate that the Lord of the Rings legal team came after them almost immediately, and now Lord of the Bins is no more. But one ring to remove it all really is a heck of a catchphrase.
That is quite
good. I am a huge fan.
Yeah. Do you think they sat around, like, coming up with Lord of the Rings puns until...
Oh, yeah. And arguing about the placement of the phone number? Is it going to go above or below the slogan?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a lovely thing. I don't know how I want to transition to our next thing, so I'm going to hit us with a classic and let you choose. We can talk about mafia bosses, woodpeckers, luggage, or Squid Game. What do you want?
Well, let's go in order. Mafia bosses.
I love this headline. I'm so glad you picked this one. CNN reports, mafia boss found working as pizza boss after 16 years on the run. A Sicilian mob boss was found working at a pizzeria in France. Would you like to know how they found him? Because he made the local news for how good his pizza was at his pizzeria in France. And they put a picture of him in the paper. He is wearing giant dark aviators, but someone still recognized him.
Gotta keep it on the DL.
And he went to jail, which I think is very funny. And someone said, hey, I want to take your picture for the paper. And he was probably just like, I don't think I should do that. And they just, come on.
I like how this French reporter also has an Italian accent. Like, come on, I want to take you a picture for the paper. Oh, a fellow Italian. Yes, take the picture.
My terrible accents are not the purpose of the trend segment.
It is now. This is also like the high-level equivalent of the drug bust that begins with a routine traffic stop. Like, you can get away with so many crimes in this country if you just obey the speed limit.
Yo, check your taillights.
And don't drive erratically. Like, this is that. Like, this is, he had gotten away with everything, and then he made a pizza
news. He opened a small pizzeria in the French countryside. What better life are you going to have? This is it. You made it all happen. You can leave the bloody past behind you. No, my pizzas are simply too good, and I must accept the acclaim in my local news publication.
We got another minute. What do you want to do?
Ooh, I don't have enough time to cover any of the things that I actually wanted to cover. Yo, I'll tell you what. We'll talk about woodpeckers real
fast.
Go
for it.
Because a woodpecker stored over 700 pounds, roughly speaking, of acorns in the wall of a California home, according to a pest control company responsible for repairing that damage and removing the acorns. Now, just...
Is this one where, like, they open the cabinet door and just, like... just acorns just fall upon them.
It's really close to that. So this woodpecker was just pecking a hole in the side of the house, dropping acorns in between the walls. And I guess the folks that owned the home were anticipating just, hey, can you just come fix these holes in our walls? And then turns out the wall was filled with more acorns than seemed feasible. This woodpecker had been storing acorns. It maybe was more than one bird. I don't know. All I can picture is the endless sadness of a bird hoping to retrieve these acorns at a later date, but instead they have fallen so far inside that they just never got his acorns back. It's a bank that he could never withdraw from.
Oh, that's
deposit.
Super sad. That's 700 pounds of acorns.
Sadness.
I'm glad you did that, because that was what I was thinking, too.
Good, good. I'm glad I could
sad
beat you
Woody
the punch.
Woodpecker is perfect.